I drank excessively, really. I drank until I passed out a lot of the time. Could be, you know, a few pints and a bottle of brandy. I'm an alcoholic, and the first drink does the damage. I couldn't stop once I started, regardless of what was going on for me.
How much did you know about the dangers of drinking such levels in terms of your unborn child?
I didn't. I didn't at all. It didn't even cross my mind. I was just caught up in my own alcoholism, my own mental health issues. I wasn't educated on it. I was very forthcoming when I went and had my scans. I told them when I was an alcoholic that I drank. And I was put onto the drug and alcohol unit, and they just put me on a drinks diary and threatened me with social services. There was no education about FAS. I don't think they knew anything about FAS themselves, the midwives and the nurses there.
So not one medical professional was able to say to you, this will be bad for the fetus?
No, it was... You should stop drinking, or social services be on with, put me on a drinks diary, which was pretty laughable, really.
Even if they'd told you that explicitly, and we all know that drinking excessively is bad for us, so it's bound to be bad for, a fetus in the womb. Even if they had been explicit, would you have been able to reduce the levels of consumption or not?
I think if I was educated and had I been perhaps offered a mother and baby unit, actually removed from sort of society, put into a mother and baby unit, that would have been helpful. That would have been very, very helpful because I couldn't do it on my own.
Right. Sam, what's the effect on your own son?
He's got a lot of social skills. He goes to behaviour and emotional school. He can't keep friendships. He's got the mental and emotional age of a 7-year-old rather than a 10-year-old. He doesn't understand fiction from reality. He's got a real persecutory complex. He doesn't understand that people just do things. Everything has to be that they've done it to harm him or do it on purpose.
And how was it that you were able to become sober when he was 9 months old and have remained sober?
I just got to that point where I knew I had to choose between my son... and drinking, sorry. It's not a blaming and shaming, we need education, that's what we need. We need to educate mothers on drinking, we are playing Russian roulette with our children, but we don't know that. If there's no education, there's no place for, alcoholic pregnant women to go to seek help and advice and to, help them just stay sober, in a safe place.